Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I heard you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Say what?
Well, hello out there. Hey, it is Mindful Monday. I know everyone had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We didn't come on Find It Out Friday because we had to go find something out. But we'll share that with you later on. Tiffany with an eye is coming on, and she's going to give us some information of why we should be mindful or what we should be mindful of. I call her Tiffany with an eye because I see it, I change it, I connect it up. But, you know, I want to share this with you. You know, faith is very, very, very important, whatever your faith might be. And those who overcome hardships through faith can bring forth incredible strength. They can truly become an ally to others who are suffering. And, you know, we're all going through it out here. So pull up that faith, be that ally. Pull that next person up. Elevate, 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 so that we can go through this evolution of change and go to the next level. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Okay, let's get rolling. Mindful Monday. I want you to remember this.
All right with me.
That's right. Let's all stay together, whether it's good, bad, happy, or sad. It takes each and every one of us to keep each and every one of us going. And this evening we have Miss Tiffany with an I on with us. Tiffany Jones, are you with us this evening to share and care?
Hello, Miss Linda.
Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a wonderful Monday.
Okay.
Disney Monday, but a wonderful one, nonetheless.
You say Disneyland what?
I said a wonderful. I haven't been to Disneyland yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't bother you over the weekend. I figured you were resting and very, very busy and taking you in some me time and doing everything you had to do. I knew I was doing it over here. I had some wonderful things happen. You know, we didn't come on Find It Out Friday, and we told the listeners that we was going to come back on Mind for Monday and let them know what we found out on Friday. So,
well,
you know, I'm sorry?
Yeah. No, so I said I was going to ask you a question.
What was that?
And that was, how was Stephanie's event with the masquerade ball on
Friday?
It
was off the chain. It was off the chain because basically it was one of their grown and sexy events, and this particular topic was dealing with pleasure and how can I say it? It was about pleasure and understanding one another. And she had a guest speaker, Dr. Johnson, that's a sex therapist, okay? Now, this is all on virtual. So what was required, it was supposed to be a romantic atmosphere and, you know, candles and all of that. And because it was a masquerade, we were asked to wear masks. It was off the chain because Dr. Johnson talked about using pleasure and intimacy using the five senses that we have, okay? And she was very, very interesting. She was talking about the touch, the feel, the sight, the hear, all of those things, and she took us through exercises that we could do and participate in, okay? And some of the things that she suggested, Tiffany, that, you know, for sensual and the touch and the feel were just like simple things that we have in our home. Like she asked us to grab an object, get an item. I think one thing that really intrigued me was get a fork and take that fork and just rub it on your skin and see what it feels like, what you're feeling when you're feeling it. And then we went on to the sight. We went on to the smell, you know, and she asked questions like, well, what do you like to smell when you smell a man or a woman? It was very, very interesting. It was a lot of participation. They always do wonderful workshops, but it was mind-opening because she brought about things that you wouldn't even think about, okay? And at the end, she had us get up and dance, and the ones that were with partners, whatever, and then she wanted us to reflect back on it, and persons were saying everything about, what did you get with your dance? And, oh, it was exciting. It was a wonderful evening. I'm glad that I was there to support her because, you know, she's always here for us. And tomorrow she'll be on because this is Woman's Month. And tomorrow she'll be speaking about the emotional and mental relations, okay, because this is Women's Health Month, so she's all about the ladies. And then that was Friday night, and I moved Friday. I said, well, since I'm finding out stuff, let me go find out something else. So an organization, a National Congress of Black Women, they have a youth division, and that youth division put on a event called the Making of History. And it was the first one that they had done. And there, the head person, her name, I think, was Amala Charles. I think she was about 19 years old, okay? And there was another young gentleman. He was about 17 years old. And they had guest speakers, one doctor from Claremont University, that worked in social justice, and another gentleman, Mr. Eric Smith. And he talked about collectiveness. And, you know, we are about collectiveness here. And as I always speak, when I speak about my lecture in purpose, that there's two. There's individual purpose and there's collective purpose. And I could relate to him very well. But those young adults had tears in my eyes, and I said, we don't have to worry about a thing. And what their struggle was in the schools and in the universities is getting that Black history out there to tell the true story. And that was a story that the young man told about Dr. Martin Luther King's wife, mother, and how she got, you know, the real stuff that we don't hear about. So they were dead set on getting that information out there. They work with different groups. The young man, he's 17. I did not jot down the name of his organization. He has his own nonprofit organization. And I was just sitting there. I said, you know what, well, we talk about our children, our youth is the future. No, the youth are the present, okay? Because they're going to get it done. They're very respectful and mannerable. They love to hear stories. See, what we have missing here is the storytellers. My era, mm-hmm. we had storytellers, so you get that history, but that's no longer. But the youth, they're bringing these stories back out. They're researching. They want to know. They're reading books, you know, tell me more. Then at the end, they reveal the stamp for the new stamp because there's a member on the National Congress of Black Women, and she's with the Postal Service, and she revealed the new stamp. And she gave a lot of information about the stamps in the past and the most valuable ones. It was interesting. The remarks that the young adults were getting was, you know, they were like, how can I say it? Some people said they were impressed. I wasn't impressed. I was appreciative, okay, because I saw something there. They had a young lady that was a Port Laureate, young, and she was off the chain. These adults were not past 20, okay, and they were working it. They set it up. They planned it. It was awesome. I was so glad that I could be a part of that, to see them in operation. But I know why they move the way that they move, because they're under good directors. That train is moving on down the track. But that conductor, mm-hmm. and it was from the Los Angeles National chapter, the Los Angeles chapter of the National Congress of Black Women, and these ladies have been around a long time. As a matter of fact, this particular organization was formed by Shirley Chisholm, so you know that they're right on top of it. But those young adults had tears in my eyes. I couldn't even speak, because if I would have opened my mouth, I would have started boo-hooing. It was the most remarkable, relaxing, informative, educational, and to see how they're digging in and making these things happen. So I said, those are not, they have passed the age of change agents. We're all change agents. But things get done when you become change makers. So that was kind of like what I found out over the weekend and where we had to go. So what did you find out on Friday that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I'm so glad that you did what you did and involved yourself with all these activities. That sounds so wonderful, and I wish I could have participated. I wasn't as active as you were over the weekend. I actually just went to, I had to go to Vegas, turnaround trip, and that was it. But what I did learn, and I will say this because I was on a show, we were talking about relationships.
Okay.
And I had taken a friend of mine who was male to help me with, like, you know, the heavy bags or whatever that I knew I was going to be bringing on the way back. And they're different. People are, especially the men nowadays, are a lot different than, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, you know. I won't say that chivalry is dead, but it definitely wasn't given in the moment that I was in when we finally made our destination to Los Angeles, and I had these heavy bags, and I was in I was in Hollywood, and there were lots of people, but you know, you have a large vagrant population, so you know, you still have to be careful. So I'm sitting here, or I'm you know, waiting for, at this point, a cab, not Uber, but a cab, and I just need some assistance. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to, realizing that I have these heavy bags. He's lifted one, you know, like maybe, you know, he'll help me to another location so that I can feel safer, because where we were, it wasn't, you know, it was safe, but it wasn't the safest. Mm-hmm. So that didn't happen because he was more concerned about going to the activity, the whatever it was, and being at a party or whatever he wanted to do, then he was concerned about my safety or anything else. Mm. And I was like, okay, that's cool, you know. You know, a lot of people talk about the women and women wanting, you know, men with money. Well, men with money have resources, and you don't have to carry your bags. If he doesn't carry them, somebody else is going to carry them. So, but the reality is like, you know, these men want good women, but they're not even willing to, like, take your bags that are heavy. They're not willing to wait for you 5 minutes until you get into a cab or into an Uber to see that you're safe to get home or wherever you're going. And I was just, I don't know. I, you know, every situation is different. Every experience is different. But I'm like, I know someone's out there like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even asking you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking much. I'm just like, you know, women want to feel, as it is Women's Month, and I think I'll talk about this a little bit, that women want to feel safe and secure, not only financially. You want to feel safe and secure physically. If a man can't offer that, I mean, that's bare minimum. So, and then you want a woman of substance for a wife, and you can't even do the bare minimum. I'm like, okay, yeah. So that's
work.
Another, that, you know, Kevin Samuels talks about the women on his show, and he tries to give them advice on and suggestions on how they should conduct themselves and in their relationships and be realistic about their wants and desires. But I'm like, you haven't you touched upon the men. And, you know, so the segment that I was on someone's show on Friday, we're going to talk about, we've been talking about the women and their wants and desires. We're going to talk about the men on our next segment. But I don't know. I really, you know, and then they wonder why women want to be single and independent. I mean, maybe your behavior is indicative of a woman wanting to remain independent and, you know, not really dealing with a relationship.
Right. Not if you got to carry your own bags. And my philosophy is, if I got to fight for me and you, I don't need you around. Okay? I mean, if you got to, if I have to defend myself and you, then why are you here? I hear you, Tiffany. Say they with the chivalry is not there. Men are different, you know, regarding the safety and the care. And you're absolutely correct. I don't know where it is, but those are basics that never should change. Now, mind you, there are ladies out there, you know, driving big rigs and all that other stuff. But you know, they might need your help to help them change that tire. If it's out on that highway. So I'm hearing you. I'm understanding. You said you found out something. You had your bags and you wanted to be safe and know that you was cared for, but that was not happening. So we can sort of like, and I did hear you speak of how men say ladies want people with money, but there's a reason for that, because if a gentleman, he has that team to get done what he needs to get done. And so, you know, that gives you something to be mindful of, ladies out there, okay? You know, you shouldn't be picking him up. He should be picking you up or sending the car. Okay? If you got to pick him up, then who's going to see you in the garage, okay? because you have to drop him back off, and you still have to come home by yourself, okay? Driving out there, no, I'm a little bit old-fashioned, going to stay old-fashioned, and just call me Independent Sue, okay? Because if you don't do what I, you just won't be around me, because I'm not fighting for me and you. I'm not going to do that. And I hear where you're going, but I thought about it, you know, when different men have different personalities, you know, some of them are soft. I never will forget I experienced something with a young man, and he was trying to get this person that had to move because she was really disrespecting the home. It was so funny. And so I said, well, let me let them talk it out, you know, because me, I do that dance, right? And so I entered the home, and I was going to do something, get some juice or something, and I saw he was saying, well, okay, well, what time are you going to be gone? Because I have an audition, and I need to know what time. And he had valuable stuff there in his home. So when she's moving out, he won't know that she's only taking her stuff. I can understand that. I walked into the room, and this young lady was standing over this man, talking crazy, and I looked, I said, am I seeing what I'm seeing here? And he was just sitting there very calm. I said, I'm going to let him work it out, because if that was my brother, she would be looking for her teeth in Arkansas somewhere, okay? But he was a humble young man, and I mean, I just couldn't take it no more. I said, excuse me, young lady, I know that you are not standing over this man talking crap to him in the manner that you're talking to him in his home. I know I'm not seeing this. So she told me, I don't want to talk to you. I said, you know what, you can't talk to me. But what you can do is get in there and get that bag and get those clothes up out of that closet. Otherwise, you won't have to talk to me. You will be dealing with me because I'm not going to stand up here and look at this. And I commended that young man. I said, your mother really taught you never to knock out a female, right? I know she taught you that, because that girl would have been knocked out and in Arkansas somewhere with the gentleman that I know. And they're gentlemen, but they're not going to stand for that. So it goes both ways. You know, you have humble men, you have kind men, you have all type of men, but then there's men out there that don't know, because they don't know the story. They haven't been taught, and you cannot fault anyone for they can only demonstrate what they know, right? And so why would he pick up your bags? He probably got girlfriends that carry his. Okay, these are new age people. They're new age, okay? So
I understand that. I get that, but that's because she's allowing that to be done.
Oh, yes.
You know, and they say, you say what you want, and any person will respect it and probably do as long as you tell them what you expect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, if they don't know and they have to figure it out, then, okay, I understand that. Maybe they're not used to or whatever. But it's our society is changing so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's some things that should remain the same and being, you know, respectful of one another, decent manners. I'm not even going to say exceptional manners. I'm just going to say decent manners.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, understanding, you know, I'm not the type of woman. Yes, I'm an independent woman. Yes, I can carry and handle a lot of, you know, things on my own. But, you know, if you can't put up a chair, you know, that I have to assemble or something or take out the trash or something simple, then I don't even know why, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just counterproductive at that point for me.
Yes.
Then you don't need to be here then.
Because
you know what? I'm not cooking any food if you can't put a chair up. If I need to put the chair up and cook the food,
that's crazy.
Not gonna happen.
I went through that. You know, you get people, and you know, when you team up, you cohabitate. You got to split it. You got the things got to be taken care of, and they get to griping and complaining. I say, excuse me, if I would have wanted a roommate, I would have ran an ad in the L.A. Times. Okay, That's what I would have done. So if you're going to be here, you got to pull up the slack, okay? Because if I got to find it, make it, break it, have it, well, why are you here? What are you here for? You can't run in, you can't ride in this wagon. Okay, the wheels are broke. Park is closed, okay? But that's just, yeah, park's closed. And the playground is closed, okay? Because I'm not looking for a roommate, okay? I'm looking for a mate. And so sometimes, and it just depends on the era, it just depends. So the gentlemen are like they are. I don't fault them, because if the young ladies allow it, then do it. Okay, if you find somebody stupid, you know, just play it on out. But if they get a hold on that, then things will change. I remember one gentleman, I've always loved gentlemen. We went out, and I'm still sitting in the car. He had got out the car and was going into the establishment, and his friends had to tell him, your friend is still sitting in the car, because I wasn't opening that door. So when he came back to open the door, I said, nope, that's okay. I'm going this way. Because, no, he was in the establishment. They had to tell him, you left your lady friend out in the car.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah, so, no, therefore, I'm old-fashioned, going to stay old-fashioned. That's the way I know gentlemen are to be gentlemen. We all work together, but I don't like this new age stuff, and it's okay with me. So that's why a lot of young ladies are out there independent and solo, and because they don't want that headache, okay? And who wants to train anybody, okay? You don't want to train anybody. You get to a certain point, you get tired of putting diapers on people. So I understand the ladies, but I hate you went through that. I'm glad that you were able to go do your show. So maybe the next time you go and they have to be a part of, get you some roller luggage.
Yo, I know. We'll see. I was bringing some bags back of things that food, so I really couldn't put it in luggage. I think I could have, but at that point I didn't have. I needed, you know, I had a cooler and I had a box of non-perishable items. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, and he had assisted at one point and helped and moved the heaviest bag from point A to point B. And then after that, it was just like, you know, I'm like, you know, once we got to the destination and, you know, we're in Hollywood, there's a couple of vagrant men that are drinking and smoking, and, you know, so it's not the best environment, but he's not even, I'm more cognizant of it than he is. So I'm like, okay, now if I've got to be more cognizant about my surroundings and you have no idea and you're with me, then you, again, I'm questioning your ability to even enter into a relationship, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know what, people will treat you the way that you will allow them to treat you. So if you allow somebody to treat you where you have to pick up all your bags and you have to do the majority of the work, then that's what you're allowing that person to do. But if you tell them they can't do that, or you know what I'm saying, and you make it known respectfully that this is the way that I would like to be treated, then they must abide by that. Now, if they don't, that's okay too.
Yeah, well,
you know, if you, you know, and if, you're right, and if they don't feel like doing what you're, you know, not even doing anything, but if they don't, you know, want to assemble a chair, if they don't want to take out the trash, if they don't want to do any of that stuff, then, you know, that's fine. Let me know that so then I don't have to even consider you.
Right.
At all.
Well, you know, that I'm not laughing, but it is funny, but I understand.
I know.
Yeah, I definitely understand. So what I'm getting for this Mind for Monday, what you're sharing with us is, ladies, be aware, okay?
Be aware and mindful of yourself. We talk about self-care in so many different aspects. But it is so important that women take care of themselves and look at after yourself in all capacities, not just, you know, the self-care when we talk about the, you know, taking care of your skin and massages and all that. But mm-hmm. just, you know, if you're out there and you would like someone to do that for you, then let them know. You know, there should not be a struggle at all in in a relationship. And if there is, you need to reconsider a different direction.
I'm in agreement with you. And, you know, February has been a very, very heavy, heavy month. What is this Black History, which had Black Histories every day. And then you got the Super Bowl. That's the raw, 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 cholesterol. Everybody, if I would have been at that stadium, they would have kicked me off the field because I was out there trying to run that ball, okay? I just love the football. And then, of course, there's the Sweetheart Day, which people make the commercial end of it. But Valentine's Day has another meaning. Maybe, perhaps, we'll research that and share that with everything, but it's not what it's shown up to be. It means another thing. And now that this is February month, is the women's month, I guess they put the women's health involved because they knew they was going to have a lot to deal with. And you're co-signing here, ladies, be mindful, be aware, and not only just be mindful and self-care for yourself and your skin and your looks and all of that, just be mindful in all areas, you know, your environment, what you have up around you, who you have around you. And same thing for men, it goes both ways. I'm not going to be, just put it all on the man. It goes both ways because it's both persons' fault.
I agree.
No, it's both ways.
No, I agree.
The two. And if you, I don't think, I can't remember, I think it was on Thursday when I mentioned I drive around and I see people, you know, in the sun walking and working out and jogging with headphones on. Take that stuff off of your ears so you can hear who's coming up around you, okay? You just are bopping to the music, and you don't know who's in step with you behind you, so you need to be able to hear. It's like some cars are very soundproof. Some cars, you roll up the windows, you can't hear anything. Crack that window. How are you going to hear if there's a siren coming? You got soundproof in here, but what about if there's a sound on the outside that you need to hear? So it's just a lot of things that, you know, and we people are going in and out. We just have a lot of things going. Sure, it's opening up, but that don't mean it's all right, you know, with how things are going. And everybody is off kilter trying to get back adjusted, all out of line and all of that other stuff. So it's always mind for Monday because we always have something to tell you. And Tiffany with an eye said, I saw that. I didn't like that, and I'm not dealing with it, okay? That's what that Tiffany with eyes is telling me for the weekend, okay? And again, be aware. You know, there's the principles are very important, but you have to have morals and values to understand how to move your principles. And those are things that are just out the window at this time. They're out the window. I am glad that I had the opportunity to have storytellers. If I choose to go the opposite way, then that's my option to go there. But I'm in agreement with you. You know, if you have to fight for yourself and look out for yourself and be safe and worry about your own safety, then you be by yourself. Because it's only you and yourself that's going to take care of you because you see that other one is not going to do it. So why even waste your time with it? That's my take on it. That's what I'm picking up from you. Am I correct on that? Miss Tiffany, I guess we lost her. Tiffany, am I correct on that? Well, she's gone bye-bye, some kind of bad connection here. But that was a question, so let me just put on some music.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way.
I want to live from
vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
I want to leave y'all with that. We lost Miss Tiffany. We lost the connection there. But you know how it is when you're dealing with technology. But she wanted us to be mindful. Be mindful. And ladies, please be aware. Not only when we talk about self-care with our skin and our bodies and stuff, be mindful in all areas. And that, you know, look out for the new age gentlemen who know no better. And keep in mind that if you have to do it all for yourself, why in the world are they around, okay? But it goes both ways on that situation. So on that note, I'll remind you again to tune in to Tele Tuesday with Stephanie Haynes. This is Women's Health Month, and she will be talking about emotional and mental relations tomorrow. So get plenty pencils and plenty pads out, you know, because she has education for you and information for you. And it's always a treat when Miss Stephanie Haynes comes on to wake those blood cells up that have to move through our body. That's what it's all about. We're about education, unification, and collaboration here. We like to share and care with you, to bring it to you, to give you the information, the update. We don't bring it in a formal style. We have many, many people that come on. Thursday, we will have Mr. Hans Johnson, the president of the EAPD. He's going to talk to us about political things that are coming up, things that you need to watch out for, things that are important on that. And on Friday, we'll have now Nature Queen coming on, a good with Tiffany with an eye. We love you out here. Please have a wonderful morning and stay mindful for Mindful Monday.
Yeah.